Ordinary Resurrections, Children in the Years of Hope, by Jonathan Kozel. Copyright 2000 by Jonathan Kozel. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Introduction. Birds in the morning, Thomas Merton writes, ask God if it is time yet to begin the day. He speaks of the first chirps of the waking birds at dawn outside the window of his hermitage. They begin to speak, he says, not with a fluent song, but with an awakening question, that is their state at dawn. They ask God if it is time for them to be. God, says Merton, answers, yes. Then, one by one, they wake up to be birds. Tabitha Brown is 6 years old in the first grade. Her teacher says that she's a dreamer. She sits there sometimes in her class in vague, ambiguous delight, as if her thoughts are in a sweeter land than ours. She nearly dies of shyness when I come into her class and sit down at the table next to her. But after I've been sitting with her for a while, she gets up and brings a small container to the table and unclasps the top to show me that it holds two mealworms and a beetle, all of which have names. This one's Ashley, this one's Mary Kate, and this one, she says, pointing to the beetle, is a boy, and he's named Michael. Her reading skills are just beginning to emerge, although it isn't clear how well she understands the words she reads. When I ask her questions, she gives dreamy answers. I look at her and think of sleepy cats on windowsills, complaining slightly if you try to interrupt their dreams. In a foolish mood one day, I asked her if she had a tabby cat in her genetic line. She actually smiled when I said this and did not reject the notion out of hand.
Maybe, she said.